Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for Daily Editorial. A couple of subjects that Jim and I are going to focus on today. One of them is the interview that I did yesterday with Pat Nolan. Got some really good response on that, you guys. I'm going to talk about some of the response that we got, especially what you had to say about this guy, who, by the way, I thought did such a good job. We are going to go ahead and put him on the weekend radio show, and we'll do that tomorrow. We'll record that segment with Kim. It turns out that Pat is a retired California elected official who is very definitely on the left, on the right side of the aisle. And it turns out that he really, really is a guy who focuses on crime prevention, as is evidenced by the fact that he is the, emeritus chairman of a conservative think tank that concentrates, basically, he'll talk more about that tomorrow, a conservative think tank that talks about what we have to do to reduce crime. He is very, very passionate about the fact that crime is not being reduced in the United States right now, and I feel exactly the same way. Interesting thing happened in Seattle, Washington last night. Jim was having dinner with Laura on his way from the airport, flying from Seattle back to South Carolina. Jimmy, you were involved in what everybody thought was going to be a major, major shooting. I'm a little confused about that simply because it would appear that the event, even though it cleared out the restaurant that you were in, the event didn't even make the Seattle media.
Yeah, so let me explain what happened. Actually, it was when we were arriving in Washington on Friday night. I flew back to give a speech. And we got in about 8:30 CTAC, and South Center Mall is just a few minutes away from CTAC. It's a very large mall, very popular mall. We decided just to grab something to eat there before we drove up to Bellingham. And we pulled in. There are thousands, literally thousands of people still at the mall. The Cheesecake Factory was packed, so we went over to BJ's right at the corner of the mall by a big parking garage. And out the parking lot, we parked, walked in, ordered salad, and all of a sudden people started screaming and running into the restaurant, not out of it. They ran into the restaurant to hide in the kitchen and all through off the decks, the patio decks out front, because there was a shooting right in front of the restaurant, BJ's, South Center Mall, Friday night, the 19th of August. And we sat there. My wife and I, you know, we've lived in some pretty rough neighborhoods. We were the only ones that kind of stayed at our table and stayed calm. Everyone else is actually on the floor hiding in corners or in the kitchen or something. And there's a lot of screaming. And it took about 10 minutes before law enforcement to arrive. And they were out investigating. We finished our salad. We paid the bill. The staff was afraid to even come out for us to pay the bill. We walked back out in the parking lot. The cops were going around looking for, either spent shells or any evidence. All through the parking lot, and we went ahead and drove away and drove up. I got up to Bellingham about 2 hours later. I thought, well, let me just check and see if anybody gotten hurt, because there were ambulances, fire trucks, and a large police response after about 10 minutes. I can't even count how many cars, but it was quite a few. I didn't see anything in the news, so the next day I checked. Still didn't see anything in the news, and what I understand is the Cheesecake Factory across the street had actually had a shooting recently and someone was killed. And I'm talking to people in the area and they said, oh, there's so many shootings down there, they don't even report it anymore. That's how accustomed that particular area and that part of Seattle or, Tacoma, Federal Way, that is so dangerous. And that type of crime happens so often that it's not even reported in the news anymore. And from my perspective, that is a sick society when we've gone that far. And unfortunately, Seattle is the center of much of that.
Yeah, you know, it really isn't. That's a shame. We have been fortunate up here. I don't think we've really had any major shootings up here in the Bellingham area, have we, Jimmy? You're probably a little more familiar with that than I am.
Well, and just down in Burlington, the mall, not just down the road, there was the young man that shot a few people in the mall a few years ago, and there was a school shooting that around that same, about four or five years ago. But yeah, typically that's not the case. Although, you know, there was the sheriff that was shot in the domestic incident, domestic dispute incident just a few months ago there in Whatcom County. But it's usually a pretty quiet county. But it's spreading, and that violence is spreading up the area. And the problem is that law enforcement budgets have been cut dramatically, and that police are not able to respond to many issues, or it takes them a while to respond. And of course, there's no preemptive action because they've gutted most of the anti-gang units and the crime units. And that's a very dangerous precedent to set. And that's why we're seeing massive increases in the murder rates around these major urban areas in the United States right now.
Yeah. You know, Eddie, you made a comment towards the beginning of the comment section yesterday after I posted Pat's interview. You know, you were talking about California, and I want to read most of this, not very long. You said, quote, "They don't reform the criminals or provide sentences long enough or provide anything else to deter the criminals from committing more crimes. They don't keep the criminals behind bars so the community is safe. They simply dump the criminals back into the community where anyone with even a half a brain knows they will go back to doing what they always do, commit more crimes and create more innocent victims." You know, I am getting incredibly, incredibly angry by the direction that is coming down by Mr. Soros and all of his friends. The man is very, very dedicated to changing society. And unfortunately, society is going through a very, very hard time because of the amount of monies that Soros is putting into attempting this particular change. And I think that's absolutely ridiculous. Jimmy, what do you think?
I think that people like George Soros and that numerous corporate entities that are actually facilitating groups like Antifa or Black Lives Matter, that are, and some of them funding those organizations, and of course funding these prosecutors that are unwilling to prosecute law. They're using this social justice ideology, which is actually a form of Marxism, which is actually undermining and destroying the fabric of the United States, which ultimately gives the advantage to large corporations that can have their relationship with China, with the People's Republic of China. And they're really, I think, looking for ways to have more power and control, and this is a way to do it.
Yep. No, it really is. You know, Holy Grail, you elaborated a little bit on your opinion on what Eddie had to say. You said, yes, precisely. However, it's the citizens who deserve these rulers, who are much more corrupt than the rulers themselves. Throughout recorded history, sexual immorality and perversion is a sign of a society that is close to collapse and will become a desolate place. And you blame this on false Christian teaching and, as you say, wolves out there who are spreading lies. I'm not really sure that I run into much in terms of false Christian teaching, but I have to say that many of the churches that I examined when I decided not to attend Catholic Mass anymore, I think were in many of those churches, some of the ecumenical and excitable churches really are, they don't pay a lot of attention, or they don't pay enough attention to what is being written in the Bible.
Well, there's
comments, Jimmy?
Yeah, there's reasons why we've evolved with these moral standards over millennia, you know, where, you know, the human race is advanced because of moral background. And of course, the most advances came with, you know, the faith, Christian faith. You know, this Islamic faith kind of collapsed and actually has been very destructive. Many of the other religions around the world have been not led to the advances that, of course, the idea that came out of this nation, out of the United States, the Constitution, which God granted these rights. It was based on a Christian faith of forgiveness, of communication directly with God,
right?
The idea that you have to be responsible for your actions, and God will look over you and listen to forgive you for your sins, but you have to live a way that would, in fact, continue to please God. And then the rules that were established because of these cultural changes really made us a much better society. And I think there's a point that Holy Grail's right, where you watch the decline of civilizations, where they do fall into these, the Soviet Union was absolutely decrepit in their moral standards, and then it became corrupt. And I think you're seeing the same type of thing, that level of corruption. And then to hide the corruption, or hide the embarrassment, hide the moral depravity, or to make it palatable for the average people, I think is incredibly destructive. But I think that's exactly what's happening with some of these groups and organizations. And, you can pin it on a lot of different folks, but I think it's mostly those that have turned government into God and lost faith in something higher and bigger.
A lot of people, I think, continue in sinful ways, which I agree 100% are leading to the downfall of this country. And a lot of those people, as Holy Grail says, are actually using grace as a cover to continue in sin and weakness. And what he says is, he said, this is, quote, this is specifically for those who are living in willful, habitual, sinful lifestyles on a regular basis. They are defiant and hostile towards God's holy word. Boy, isn't that the truth? And I think that history is going to show when the United States fails. And unfortunately, I believe that it will. It was a grand experiment. We saved a lot of people's lives, as is evidenced by what we did to certainly help out the Jewish race during the Second World War. Unfortunately, all of our wonderful actions are really not doing it anymore. Our actions now are, I would have to say, far from being wonderful. Jimmy, any comments? I don't mean to continue to elaborate on this thing, but, Pat Nolan really made me stop and think. Go ahead, man.
No, I think losing your moral base and using moral foundation, you're destroying society. And I think some people want that to happen. And I think it's their financial and power benefit of power. And that's the sad part. And I don't know. I'm also concerned with, there's so many issues right now. I'm concerned with the actual polling that's showing Joe Biden climbing in the polls.
Yeah.
Because that shows a level of support, in my view, of legal actions that the Biden regime is taking against its political opponents, because it's exciting. It's exciting the left to say, oh, we're moving somewhere, we're doing something. So, some of those people were not happy with Biden because he wasn't going far enough to take away other people's rights, especially Trump supporters and conservatives. And unfortunately, that, along with the moral decline, leads to something that is incredibly ugly, like the former Soviet Union, like Nazi Germany.
Yep.
And we're starting to see that silencing of voices, that crushing of spirit, of using power to overwhelm people that was used by those two powers that have destroyed literally hundreds of millions of lives.
Jimmy, you said something when you and I were talking off mic here. You said that towards the end of the Second World War, the Nazi Party in Germany got to be incredibly popular. Why was that? They were just committing atrocious sins.
Well, first of all, you did not know. And you said we saved Jews. Well, that was not the reason why we went to war, because most people did not know what the Nazis were doing to the Jewish community. In fact, there was little inklings, there was intelligence, there was information in the camps, but it was such a broader fight. The fight was really about fascism, authoritarianism, corporations combining with governance in order to have a socialized system, which was National Socialism, that was doing the destruction. And the people in Nazi Germany were incredibly supportive of the Nazi Party. They were very supportive of them. And they were very supportive of the idea of integrity. And they were controlled by the propaganda. They were using force. The Nazis were using force to intimidate their opponents. They were using the SS to silence any opposition through death. And at the same time, they were gaining ground by these, you know, these wars that looked like that was making Germany strong again. And people appreciated that. And the vast majority of people actually supported them. And I will say the same. I mean, in Soviet Union, really in 1990s, 40% of the population thought Stalin was the best leader that they'd ever had because they had been so indoctrinated with the propaganda. And of course, anybody that was challenging that issue was silenced or killed. And that's what we're beginning to see here in the United States, unfortunately, is that same type of authoritarianism creeping in. And it's really being controlled by major global corporations and tech companies that are cooperating with the Biden regime and with leftist politicians and progressives in order to silence voices. And this is, and again, to undermine the actual foundations of moral faith in America.
You know, I got to tell you, when you look at major cities in the United States, for example, Seattle, Washington, very definitely is a major city. And when I was talking with Nolan yesterday, we were chatting about what happened in Seattle, a city where the police chief, who was appointed by the mayor, really, really had to resign because she was not able to do her job, period. She was not being supported by the local politicians. Criminals were being let go without paying any type of penalty whatsoever. And, you know, I got to tell you, I know we're talking this thing into the ground, but I'm very passionate about it. I don't want to live in an area that has fallen to that particular point. And I have to say, unfortunately, I'm really starting to believe that the downfall of America, the official downfall of America, is right around the corner. You think I'm crazy, Jim?
I don't think you're crazy, and I think you're right about, you know, look, we decided we were going to stay Seattle Sunday night before we flew out early Monday morning, and we said, no way, we're going to stay away from the town. We're going to stay away from the city completely, and we'll just drive to the airport and get the heck out of there. And the airport was an absolute disaster. That was crazy.
Yeah.
But you're seeing it in Portland. You're seeing it in San Francisco. You're seeing it in Los Angeles. You're seeing it in New York. You're seeing it in Chicago, these incredible increases in crime. The damage that's being done right now, and the politicians that are lying to cover up their failures, their incompetence, and the unfortunate part of it is a lot of people are still supporting them because they believe the lies, because it doesn't touch them. But as it expands and the crime expands, eventually there is pushback. And what I do believe, and this is where I'm still optimistic and hopeful, it may take a while, but we will get to a point that we will be so far down that people will push back. And that even if they attempt to control with through tech companies and Google and YouTube silencing voices and Twitter, we still have enough momentum and enough people that are willing to stand up. And I do see that coming. I see people standing up and saying enough is enough.
Yeah.
The lies have got to stop. The media that supports them. And you're looking at the demise of CNN right now with many of their major figureheads are being, you know, let go because they were lying to the people for too long.
Yeah.
And, you know, regardless of, eventually it comes out. And unfortunately, it for the interim, to me, it's just a matter of how long the pain goes, you know. And let's just hope it doesn't get so far down that, that you know, too many people suffer. I don't want to see a civil war. I don't want to see the violence in America. I don't want to see that type of dispute. But we're seeing it. We're seeing the lies and the corruption and the violence now. It's just unbearable.
Well, the schism in the United States, schism, I guess I should say, in America right now is amazingly large, and that's too bad. Jimmy, we've been going almost 20 minutes. Thank you very much for taking some time. I don't know about you, but I'm really looking forward to talking with Pat Nolan tomorrow. I think we'll have a couple of really, really great segments from this guy.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Al.
Jimmy, always a pleasure.
To find out more about today's guest visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back soon.